Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A voting rights bill that calls for sweeping changes to elections in the United States faces a test vote in the U.S. Senate today. NPR's Susan Davis says the legislation is expected to fail since Republicans are unified against it.
The legislation would create new federal mandates for how states run elections, including protections for mail-in and early voting, as well as new requirements for automatic and same-day voter registration. The bill would also change campaign finance laws, requiring more disclosure for political donors and who's behind political ad spending. It also includes new ethics requirements for Supreme Court justices, as well as mandates presidential candidates release their tax returns. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says not one Republican will vote for it. Republicans broadly oppose the bill because they say it takes away too much power from states to decide how to run elections. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
Looks like this country is going to miss an Independence Day target for COVID-19 vaccinations. The White House says it appears the U.S. will fall short of ensuring that at least 70% of all adults 18 and older have at least one dose. However, the administration says the U.S. has already hit a 70% mark in one group among adults at least 30 years of age and up. According to the CDC, COVID hospitalizations and deaths in the United States are still falling, but federal health officials are monitoring a concerning development. The Delta variant of the coronavirus is spreading so fast in the U.S. that it could become the dominant strain within weeks. NPR's Rob Stein reports on the new analysis of variants in the U.S.
A testing company that helps the CDC track the variants in the U.S. analyzed more than 243,000 infections over the last 6 months. The analysis found that the Delta variant is so contagious that it's quickly outcompeting all the other strains in the country and is on course to becoming the dominant mutant within 3 or 4 weeks. The vaccines provide powerful protection against the Delta variant, but the spread of Delta is still raising concern because so many people remain unvaccinated. Rob Stein, NPR News.
This week could be the last for the Hong Kong paper Apple Daily, an investigative tabloid popular for its anti-Beijing, pro-democracy articles and columns. As NPR's Emily Fang reports, the company's accounts have been frozen.
Supporters have bought more subscriptions and ads in support of Apple Daily over the last year. But the problem is that police have frozen all corporate accounts associated with the newspaper. It can't pay staff, the printing press, or even process donations. Mark Simon, an executive with the paper, said if the government does not unfreeze the accounts by this Friday, Apple Daily will have to close permanently.
NPR's Emily Fang reporting. The Dow is up 31 points since the open. This is NPR News. Members of Congress are hearing this afternoon from one of the people in charge of steering the U.S. into calmer economic waters. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is expected to testify on the central bank's response so far to the coronavirus pandemic. In prepared remarks, Powell maintains that the Fed expects the recent acceleration in inflation to be short-lived. The United Kingdom says it will start talks to join the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. This comes months after the UK drastically curtailed its trade ties with the European Union. We have more from Willem Marks in London.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government has announced it will kickstart talks to join the Pacific-focused CPTPP trade agreement. This after trading volumes with nearby Europe plummeted following Britain's exit from the EU. CPTPP membership currently includes 11 countries, Australia, Canada and Japan among them. The UK already has bilateral agreements with the majority, though a recent deal with Australia provoked anger among UK farmers concerned about low-cost meat imports. The big prize, trade experts say, would be if the United States joined, a move former President Donald Trump vetoed. US membership would provide Britain with a backdoor trade deal with one of its most important trading partners. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marks in London.
On Wall Street, U.S. stocks are trading modestly higher. The Dow has risen 35 points. It's at 33,912. The NASDAQ has climbed 53 points. It's at 14,195. And the S&P is up 13 points at 42.38. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.